With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Eric Owens. Police in Brewer have identified a man who they say refused to give them his name after he was arrested for burglary. The suspect was identified yesterday as 33-year-old William Shea in Nebraska. Police say he refused to provide any identifying information after he was arrested for burglarizing a home on Wilson Street Tuesday. Police say property and evidence was recovered during their investigation that linked Shea to crimes in other states. A 9-year-old girl is accused of making a false report of an individual with a gun at Spruce Mountain Middle School in Jay. Police said the girl made several 911 calls from a school bus, which led to the lockdowns at several area schools yesterday. The girl was charged with creating a false public alarm, a misdemeanor. Bangor police charged a man with arson after they say he threw a bottle containing a flammable substance during a dispute, causing a fire at a Hudson Street apartment. 53-year-old Robert Smith of Bangor was also charged with aggravated assault. An individual at the residence suffered minor injuries. A legislative panel wants answers from Maine health officials about a federal audit that revealed the agency failed to investigate the deaths of 133 disabled adults. The Portland Press-Herald reports the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee told DHHS Commissioner Ricker Hamilton in a letter last week they want answers by Tuesday. The department disputed some of the findings and said the audit doesn't reflect current practices. A 2.5-mile race in Bangor tomorrow will benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maine. The Red Shoe Run starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at Saxwell Park on Mount Hope Avenue. Walkers are also welcome, and participants will be allowed to bring their dogs to the event. The Charlton Firefighters Association will host a motorcycle ride tomorrow to benefit Sarah's House, which assists cancer patients and their families. The ride starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Charleston Community Building. It costs $20 to participate, with all the money going to Sarah's House in Holden. Get news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm.